If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right. Call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Imagine you snap your fingers and you save a dog's life. And you save a person's life. That's what this organization is able to do. It's called Canines for Warriors. So what they do is they take a veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder syndrome and pair that veteran with a dog that's maybe destined to not be, for no good reason, no fault of the dog's, not to be adopted. And that happens, sadly, still every day in America. So we're saving dogs and saving people, because you would not believe it if I told you the number of veterans that come back with PTSD in the first place or traumatic brain injury and then commit suicide. It is an epidemic that people are not and should be talking about. But there's a drug out there that saves all of our warriors, or at least most of them. The drug has four legs and a tail, and there are no side effects to this drug. And we will talk to the CEO of the organization, Canines for Warriors. I'm very proud to say I'll be doing this interview. If you have a cat at home, we talk about, and I think we did as recently as last week on the show, we talk about preventing parasites in our dogs, but cats need protection too. Come on, got to pay attention to our cats. And also, it is the time of year now where more than ever, we're going on vacation. Hooray! What do you do with the dog? And I have an idea about how to protect your dog from dog flu. All of that, and most importantly, your telephone calls. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, toll free. Kathy in Florida, welcome to the show.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Kathy. What's going on?
I have a problem with my cat.
Oh,
I've had her
no.
for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I found her at an abandoned home and took her in and had her taken care of, had her nails removed because she started scratching my furniture.
Oh.
The cat loves me. She follows me everywhere.
Oh.
She plays with me. She sleeps with me. She
oh.
cries when I leave.
Oh.
But when she jumps up on the arm of my chair and I pet her and rub her, all of a sudden she'll get a funny look on her face and she'll attack me. She bites.
Oh, okay. So you don't want her to bite you, I presume?
Yes.
Okay. I don't blame you. All right. So cats, some of them, for no rhyme or reason, every cat is an individual. Every person's an individual. It is no different with our dogs and cats. And some cats have a petting tolerance that just is not very high. They don't like to be pet that much. Cats are also control freaks, which is what you should keep in mind when I continue to describe what I'm going to describe. So what I want you to do is to pay attention to your cat. Your cat is saying to you, clearly signaling, and you're picking up on the signal. Stop it, and you're still petting the cat. So when your cat says stop it, I want you to stop it. But in fact, I want you to stop it before then. So what I want you to do is to pet your cat just once. Just once. And then your cat will say, well, come on, I want more. Then do it one more time. Leave your cat wanting more. Let your cat sort of be in control of all this and leave your cat wanting more. And if you give your cat a really good treat when you do it at the same time, what you might be able to do over time is build up the cat's tolerance to being pet. Now, I'm assuming there's no physical explanation, and that's not always a good assumption to make. So I'm assuming your cat isn't saying stop it because it hurts, that there isn't arthritis going on or some undetected something else that is actually...
No,
that is
she
actually,
seems fine.
Well, but you don't have an X-ray machine in your house, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. How old's your cat?
About 4 years old.
So odds are, being a younger animal, that she is fine. Is she an indoor-outdoor cat?
Indoor.
Good. By the way, I was asking, though, because when cats go outdoors, you don't know what's going on with them. They, you know, cat could have fallen from a fence or, but even in the house, that sort of thing can happen. So, but assuming that nothing medical is going on, and you're probably right, it's probably a good assumption. Still, next time that you go to the veterinarian, you might want to tell your veterinarian what's going on, and your veterinarian will feel around and say, oh, well, it's, everything seems fine or not. But in the meantime, what I want you to do is to do what I described. Just pet your cat once, let your cat say, row, row, come on, give me more of that, and just do it one more time. And at the same time, give your cat some sort of special treat, and your cat will say, well, come on, I want more of that too. And over time, gradually, you may be able to build up the tolerance your cat has to being pet. And even at some point, just get up. You know, so you pet your cat twice, three, four times, you build it up to even five or six, then get up, you know, and say, you know, I've had enough. You know, let your cat ask you for more. And cats do like to be in control of things, right? So if you do that, you may be able to build up the tolerance. Now, it depends on the individual cat. Some cats say, Steve's advice is really great. A year later, I get the call. My gosh, my cat, 15 minutes, I could pet my cat. 20 minutes, I could pet. Whoever thought, you know, this cat only would last 15 seconds before the phone call. Other cats don't want to follow my directions, and you could enhance a little bit. I mean, you could certainly do that. And the best thing is you don't get bitten. And I don't want you to get bitten for a couple of reasons. First of all, it can impact the human-animal bond. Second of all, it hurts, and it could get infected. I don't want you to get bitten by your cat. So, if your cat's saying stop, I want you to stop.
Okay, I stopped. I will follow your advice, and I'll let you know later if it worked with my cat.
Well,
I appreciate your help.
Well, that is a deal. I will be waiting here until you call back.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Our phone number, I like her. Our phone number, I like most of you. Not everybody. Our phone number, I like all dogs and cats, though. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Our website, petworldradio.net. You can also go to itunes.com. And just type in my name, Steve Dale. You'll find this radio show, and you can subscribe to the RSS feed. As a certified animal behavior consultant, my job truly is to help you. And for the most part, we're able to do that. What I love most are the telephone calls where we hear back via email or often another phone call a couple of weeks, even a couple of months later, and say, hey, Steve, it worked. But sometimes hear back on occasion, hey, Steve, your advice didn't work so much. But then I can give additional advice, and at the end of the day, we're able to help. So that's what I'm here for, to help. Our phone number again, 866-554-PETS. Not only do I help you, I hope, with your pet's behavior problems, I want to help your dog not to get the flu. It's called prevention. And this is the time, if you are traveling with your pet this summer, right now, today, really, it's the time to think about what to do, because the vaccine works, but you have to plan. And I'll explain why. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
I'll tell you, the dog flu is out there. I mean, we saw it this spring, late in the spring into summer, at a couple of dog shows. And, you know, if the dog catches the flu at a boarding facility or training facility, the dog goes back home maybe a couple of blocks or a couple of miles away. Dogs at dog shows return home a couple of states away very often. And now, if you add up all the states in America that have experienced the most recent strain of dog flu that arrived in the United States somehow, nobody knows how, to this day, from Southeast Asia in 2015, arriving first in Chicago, and then Chicago dogs got sick, and people, it happened actually at this time of year, a little earlier in the spring, and then people eventually in the summer began to travel with their dogs. Or they would travel and they'd put their dog at a boarding facility. Well, depending on the timing of when they did all this, the vaccine wasn't available yet for this strain of flu. It's called H3N2. Or perhaps they just didn't vaccinate. Well, here's what happened. They travel with their dog, and then the dog travels with the flu. Maybe the dog wasn't symptomatic at the time. Or the tricky thing about this flu is 20% or so of the dogs, they get it. Any dog that's not vaccinated or didn't recently have the flu is going to get the virus because there's no built-in immunity. This is a new virus to America. These dogs have never been exposed. So they are going to, it's like 90% or more, they're going to get the virus. Now, 20% don't get sick. They're still contagious is the thing. So they act fine, they look fine, they seem fine. You have no way to know that your dog is spreading illness to other dogs. So it's crazy, isn't it? So the other thing is, and the good news is, you can today vaccinate. And if you're thinking, well, there's no dog flu where I live, well, maybe you're right and maybe not. But H3N2, this particular strain of dog flu, if you look at a map of the United States, most states have experienced it. And many states are now currently experiencing it. Now, it depends on the state as to whether there are a handful of cases or a whole lot of them. It varies from state to state. So if you are going somewhere, anywhere with your dog, talk to your veterinarian about where you're going and do it ahead of time, and I'll explain why in a moment. And if you're going to board your dog because you're going somewhere and you want to put your dog at a boarding kennel or a veterinary clinic even to be kenneled, talk to your veterinarian. But same thing, do it in advance. Here's why. The vaccination, which is truly the only way to likely prevent dog flu. The only other way is that your dog never sees, never goes near other dogs, ever. So if your dog is being boarded, that's not going to happen, right? If your dog is even at a veterinary facility being kenneled, your dog is going to be exposed to other dogs. So the thing about the vaccine is that you vaccinate, and then 2 to 4 weeks later, a booster is required. So it's kind of like it's two shots, you know, an initial vaccine and then a couple of weeks to up to a month later, a booster. And for full effectiveness, it's a couple days after the booster. So you have to think in advance, okay, I'm traveling toward the middle of August. So right now is the best time to vaccinate, truly. So talk to your veterinarian about it and consider vaccination no matter what, because the dog flu is out there. This is not made up stuff. Coming up next, we will hear about an organization that saves dogs and saves people all at the same time. It is quite incredible.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
This is an important interview. Of course, every interview we do is important, but I'll tell you, this organization does good in a very special way. Canines for Warriors. Rory Diamond, the CEO, is on the phone. Hi, Rory.
How are you going, Steve?
Can you explain first what the organization, what your organization does?
Absolutely. So what we do is we take rescue dogs from around the country. We bring them down to our campus here in Florida, train them to be service dogs, and then we bring veterans suffering from PTSD and traumatic brain injuries and bring them to our campus and pair them with those dogs and show them how to use them and stand behind them for life to make sure they get their lives back.
Oh, so you're saving dogs and saving people?
Correct.
You know, there's so much data out there, and there's just no time to go through it all, but one example is the suicide rate of our military that come back with PTSD is unbelievable. It's something like 1 in every 10. I mean, it's
a national crisis.
Yes, it is. And it's not talked about enough. However, that suicide rate drops to the average in the U.S. population if they happen to have a service dog at their side. And there's lots, as I say, there's lots of other data, but the difference a dog can make in someone's life is compelling. It's life-changing, but I would argue it also makes a difference for all of us in society. So someone who is contributing to the system because now they can work, maybe they don't need drugs at all, or they need fewer prescription drugs, all because of the fact that they have a dog. Again, to me, this makes an enormous difference.
Yeah, you have it exactly right. I mean, first of all, we're keeping our warriors alive. These are people who are willing to put their lives on the line so we could live in freedom and not have people running trucks, you know, through our super mall. And their families are better because they get their moms and their dads back. Community is better because they're out working and not on a taxpayer dollar. And the world is a better place with dogs not being put down and with our American veterans back out into the world.
And it's simply the right thing to do every which way around. So wonderful, wonderful organization. And the question when I interview people who do what you do is from listeners, and when I write about organizations such as yours, from readers, is what can I do to help? And it turns out a pet food company has, Merrick Pet Foods has, in a very big way, said, we are here to help, and we can all help as well. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Canines for Warriors became the nation's largest provider of service dogs for veterans with PTSD. And even being the largest, we're just scratching the surface. And so we needed to prove to people in the government, for the most part, that service dogs help our veterans. But in order to do that, we needed money, and we needed help. And I will tell you, the folks at Merrick have been like family to us. They have been angels. So first of all, they give us all of our food. And so all the rescue dogs that we bring here that are in bad shape get on Merrick food immediately, and you can tell their coats get better, they're healthier, they're happier, and then we can train them and pair them with Warriors. And then in July, if you buy our co-branded dog food called Heroes Banquet, many Petco or pet supermarket in America, they'll give us a dollar for every item sold, and that will go directly to paying for the research that proves service dogs work. And this is cutting-edge stuff. This is the most important research in the space. And the folks at Merrick just made all of that happen. They've been incredible.
So I want to repeat that. So for the month of July, Merrick Pet Care will donate money, which goes to you, for every Merrick Backcountry Heroes Banquet dry, wet or dry recipe purchased, again, through Petco, Pet Supplies Plus, and many independent pet stores as well. And, again, the proceeds benefit you. We're going to have all this information up on our website. I'm all for it. You know, our government said a couple of years ago, we're not going to support providing financially any support at all for service dogs for veterans coming back with PTSD because there's not enough data out there. And people in the space, including yours truly, pretty much fell over because there is so much data out there. However,
it's a disgusting lie. It is a terrible lie.
Well, talk about that a little bit because you're right.
Well, yeah, the department. I mean, I sat right next to the guy at the Department of Veterans Affairs who's in charge of this, and we had an oversight committee hearing last year on Capitol Hill, and I sat right next to him, and he said there was not sufficient research to prove that a service dog can help a veteran with PTSD. And I'm proud because I didn't fall out of my chair or use my chair to hit him, but we have to fill this void of research and specifically answer the very narrow question that they want answered. And I said, fine, we will do this. We will go find partners like Merrick to pay for this, Purdue University, the National Institutes of Health. We're going to fill that void so they can't say no anymore.
All right. Rory, give us your website.
It's caninesforwarriors.org. Caninesforwarriors.org. If you put it in Google in any which way, you'll find them.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for the good work, amazing work you're doing.
Now, I appreciate your time, and thanks so much to you.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
BizTalk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
866-554-PETS. What is that? Of course, it's our phone number. Toll free, 866-554-7387. You dial it or push the push buttons on your phone, and then we say hello. Chris in Tennessee, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I chose the push the push buttons option on my phone.
Does anyone have a dial phone at all anymore?
I don't know. I kind of miss those days, you know, the good old days.
Well, it took forever to make a phone call. I remember I would actually think if the number were, say, seven. First of all, you never dialed long distance, right? So it
yeah,
was
right.
It was a huge deal to call long distance. And I don't even know if the term long distance, if you're under the age of 21, you know what even that means. But It probably means calling China now. But if you called, if the phone number, the local number were 883-9888, you'd think, oh, my God, this is going to take forever. You know, I mean, you'd actually think that because by the time the thing went, you know, for a nine, as opposed to if the phone number were 323-3422, it would be, you know, it would be much faster. So you probably didn't call about all this.
Well, actually, you know, I really had long distance calling on my mind today.
If even you've used that expression long distance in 5 years, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm 39, and so my grandma lived long distance. And so instead of making long distance phone calls, she would actually record herself on an audio cassette tape and mail it to us. And I'd sit there and listen to grandma talk for an hour. Pretty funny stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Did you keep? So even if you kept, so I was going to ask, wouldn't it be cool if you kept those tapes? But now you'd have nothing to play them on.
Yeah. Yeah, some vintage player.
I mean, I recorded my grandfather's history of how he came to this country on a cassette tape. But now, two issues. One is I have nothing to play it on. And secondly, another story completely, I can't even find them. But that gives me something else to do.
Yep, that's for sure.
So, what's up?
Well, I was calling about my blue tick coon hound, Sadie Sinclair. And she likes to scratch. Well, maybe she don't like to scratch, but she scratches a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've tried different things. We got her when she was 4 months old, and we noticed pretty quick off the bat that she scratched a lot. And I know, you know, dogs scratch, so I didn't pay much attention to it at first. But I noticed it started to be a problem, and her skin would kind of be red, had red flashes kind of on her skin. And so we started asking questions and talking to different people, and we tried getting her off the carpet, you know, off of a rug, because someone said there might be dyes in the rug that could make her itch. We tried changing out her food a few different times in case she had an allergy to something.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like, you know, different things that we try doesn't itch. We got some aloe vera. Someone said just rub a bunch of 100% aloe vera.
All right,
you know,
let me
her to soothe her skin.
All right,
I did discover I think I was bathing her too much, which might have dried out her skin. But we've cut the bath down to once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't quite figure out, you know, what causes the rash in the skin.
Okay,
it seems like she scratches a lot and itches a lot, whether her skin is red or not. You know, sometimes it's red and sometimes it's not, but she's still scratching and itching.
Okay. So let me back up a couple steps. First of all, let's look at what the most likely prospects are. So the carpeting issue, just so people know, yes, it's possible that the dog could have a response to the carpeting, but that's one of those unlikely. And I'd rather start with what's most likely. Statistically, mm-hmm. I mean, in the big scheme of things for all dogs, including coonhounds. So what is most likely actually is called flea allergy dermatitis. So can you say Bravecto or another product that is really good? And there are so many that are so excellent. I mean, they're nothing's perfect, but they're pretty close at stopping fleas and also ticks. So if you have a coonhound, I'm guessing you have a dog that might be outside as much as inside. And where do you live specifically?
Cleveland, Tennessee, the town outside of Chattanooga.
Right. Okay. So huge tick population around where you are, right? So you need a appropriate flea and tick preventive. Such I've mentioned Bravecto because it's new technology. And it works, and I like new technology, but there are many products out there. So number one is to rule out the possibility that it is flea allergy dermatitis or itchiness caused by ticks. And that's important because we need that protection anyway, because mm-hmm. tick disease is so rampant across the country and most certainly where you are very specifically. So that's number one on the list. And if your dog does not have appropriate veterinary protection, not something you just get over the counter, that's where I start. That may solve the problem.
Sorry. I ordered something called Advantage 2
mm-hmm.
for large dogs. It says starts working through contact, and it's like a little liquid. And
sure.
You break it open, and you squeeze it kind of down her spine from the back of her neck down to her tail, a couple different spots. It says waterproof, kills fleas, kills flea eggs and flea larvae.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried that.
Okay, but you need something separate issue and probably not the cause of your dog's itchiness, but you do need something separate for ticks or a product combined, and there are many out there. Advantage 2, I don't believe, is one, but there are many products out there that combined deal with ticks and fleas, or find that you use Advantage 2. It's a good product. And then get something else, one of the approved veterinary tick prevention collars, perhaps.
You said a tick prevention collar?
Collar, right.
No.
But one that is through your veterinarian
which is really important. The tick collars available over the counter often are just simply not very good. You'd be wasting your money, and some of them are still potentially kind of hazardous, he says carefully. So I just wouldn't use anything over the counter. I would purchase any flea and tick product in general through your veterinarian, who will know what's right for you or your pet. Let your veterinarian choose, not the guy on the radio. That's number one. While you're at the veterinarian, certainly talk about this issue. Now, allergies in dogs, which would be the next, if it's not flea allergies, I've got some other buckets to put the allergies in. One is inhalant allergies as a possibility, just like we have. You know, we could have hay fever. The second is food allergies. So while we respond to food allergies in our own ways as human beings, dogs oftentimes itch, sometimes get upset tummies too. The third possibility is your dog could have a bit of both, which we hope is not the case. Now, how do you discern what it is? You can do a food trial, which is to put your dog on a diet that has a novel protein in it. Again, your veterinarian, not me, your veterinarian should recommend the appropriate diet. It might be a prescription or therapeutic diet, one your veterinarian has to prescribe, and they tend to be expensive. Another may not be and may be available over the counter. That's up to your veterinarian as to what that diet is. But here's what I know. You can't not tell if the diet is working until your dog is on that diet for a couple of months, quite literally, number one. Number two, it means you can't give your dog any treats, table food, nothing else, just that diet. You could use that diet as treats, but that's all your dog can get to discern whether it's likely a food issue. It still doesn't guarantee it. I mean, some of these therapeutic diets work for some dogs and not other dogs, but they're pretty good at determining if it is a food allergy. If it's an inhalant allergy, you can go a different route. And depending on where your dog is itching, your veterinarian may get some clue as to whether it's inhalant, if it's something in the air, or if it's a food allergy. Does that all make any sense? And by the way, based on your description over the radio, and it's hard to see your dog over the radio, I would suggest maybe a food allergy. But again, does your dog lick her paws or his paws?
She's inside with us a lot. She goes outside with us. We go on walking trails. We go to a dog park. But she is in, you know, for a blue tick, she's inside quite
a bit. Okay, good, good,
she
good.
She thinks she's a lap dog.
No, that's a good thing. Yeah.
But she... I notice she scratches her nose a lot, and I've noticed that after, you know, it after eating too, she'll go and she'll rub her nose on hard surfaces and just rub it like crazy.
Right, that might be allergies. It might be typical dog behavior or behavior specific to your dog. It may not mean much. So, where if your dog is looking a lot at the paws, it's somewhat more likely it's an inhalant allergy. If your dog is showing like spots on its tummy and you said gets red and is looking there, it might be, he says carefully, more likely it's a food allergy. But I'm using the term might because really it's hard to tell from here. And even your veterinarian has to take a stab after seeing your dog, after talking to you. Okay, I think it's this, and then makes a recommendation. If it's an inhalant allergy, some of the antihistamines that we can use for ourselves will work for dogs.
Okay.
All right, it's a big mouthful of an answer. Let us know what happens.
All right.
All right.
Great, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you much for the call, and I hope you dial us again. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. Check out our Facebook page. Yes, like me, love me, do all that. There should be a button for that. Love me, I think. On Facebook, you can find me, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. One way to reach me is via email. Yeah, you can email me, and I hope you do, your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. And in fact, what happens when your pet seems to, pet you've had for years, one day in the morning, get up with a new personality? We'll find out next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, a very important book. It's called Pitbull, The Battle Over an American Icon, Bronwyn Dickey. The author will be here. You know, I talk about this a lot. I've talked about this for decades now, almost, or at least, I mean, literally, I've talked about this topic for 20 years, how this breed is getting a bad rap. But breed isn't even the right term. It's not. We'll talk about why next week on the show. We'll also talk about, yes, parasites and your cats.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woo-hoo! You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, what was that? Our 14-year-old cat has become a recluse, writes Betty in Florida. She once warmed up to guests, and it seems overnight she became really shy. What do we do to get her out of her shell? Well, cats don't change, or dogs, their personalities overnight just because. There's something going on. And what I think first is medical. So truly, take your cat to the veterinarian. My answer really is as short as that. Is if your veterinarian says, you know what, everything medical is okay, then it could be anything that may explain your cat's behavior. I mean, maybe someone that came in the house scared your cat unintentionally, I would assume, and then your cat says, oh, these people, anyone who comes in the house is scary, and has generalized the behavior. And then at that point, sure, contact a cat behavior consultant, and you could find one through the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants, or maybe at your veterinary clinic. There's a veterinary technician that has training in animal behavior, or your veterinarian has training in animal behavior and can take the time to help you if the problem is behavior. But I would suggest there probably is something medical going on. You can email me your questions. I hope you do. Steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation with a veterinary dermatologist about why your cat does not want fleas.
We've trained him so well, he'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay tuned for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Veterinary dermatologist Dr. Eva Schmidt is here to talk about a favorite topic, fleas. Yuck! And we think of fleas, we think of dogs, but I suspect fleas aren't too discerning, and they're happy to hop on a cat.
They're absolutely not too discerning. And in fact, the cat flea is the same flea that you will find on dogs.
How ironic that is, isn't it? But cats are susceptible too. And people sometimes think, well, I have an indoor cat. And there is no way, no how, that I need to protect my cat against fleas because I have an indoor cat.
Very, very common misconception. So fleas can come into the house in a number of ways. They can come in on our bodies. They can come in on the bodies of their dog housemates. And some of these cats, even though they live inside, they may have access to a patio where some wildlife may be flying by or crawling by. So just because your cat is 100% indoors doesn't mean that they shouldn't have flea medicine.
I want to talk about this because I make a point of it, because it's very, very common that a flea will hitchhike on us, our shoes, our pant leg, or even on a dog that is protected, and most certainly on dogs that are not protected, and then land in your house. And in apartments sometimes, the dog not belonging to you has nothing to do with you. You might not have ever met this dog that lives down in apartment 3B, and that dog drops off a flea in front of your door.
Or now flea eggs.
Yeah, worse.
Yes.
And now you have fleas in your house. It is
exactly
that simple.
So for every flea that you see on your pet, that represents 5% of the total flea population in the environment. So that means that there's going to be eggs and larvae and pupae that are in your house. And the real problem is that those are not always killed, depending on what kind of product you're using. They're not always killed. The flea actually has to emerge from that egg, jump back on your pet, and then ingest or absorb the product for them to be killed. So that emphasizes the importance of using flea medicine every single month, all year round, because what will commonly happen is that you'll see a flea, the owner will see a flea in June, and they'll start putting the flea medicine on, and they'll use it June, July, and August because it comes in a three-pack, and then they'll stop using it because they think that flea season is over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, depending where you live in the country, and I live in Los Angeles, it's lovely weather, and flea season is never over, and they are never all dying. So that flea that you saw in June was probably on your animal for longer than 24 hours, and that's long enough to start laying eggs. Then those eggs get dropped off of the pet onto the environment. They hide in the carpet, they hide in the bedding, and they just wait. They wait until an animal comes along, and between 3 weeks and 6 months later, they will hatch and they'll jump back onto the pet. And if you stopped putting the flea medicine on in September, then your pet is ripe for a reinfestation.
Perfectly described. And one thing that concerns me, though, is that people go to big box stores or they go wherever they go except to the veterinarian. And that's a problem because not all flea products are alike.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge problem. And when people are really concerned these days about the safety of flea products, and when you're getting your flea product from a veterinarian, you're also getting the knowledge that comes from that veterinarian as far as how to use that product. So the most common severe reactions to flea products are when these products are not used appropriately and they're not used according to the label directions.
There are some new products out, one in particular.
I mean, there's tons of new products, but and there are merits for all of the different products. They all have their pros and cons. But what's really important is that you have a product that also addresses the problem of flea eggs that are in the environment. So one of the reasons that I really like the Vectra product for cats, and then for dogs it also has the paraproxifen, is that paraproxifen, the insect growth inhibitor, it's not inactivated by UV light as some of the other insect growth inhibitors with other products such as over-the-counter products can be. And as the pet goes around and lays where it's going to lay, on the carpet, on its bedding, wherever it goes, that's going to rub off. And the clients won't notice it, but it'll come off in the bedding and on the carpet, and it'll kill the fleas and the eggs that are there. So it's really important to have an environmental decontamination plan as well as a flea adulticide, because again, the flea that you see is representing only 5% of the total population in that environment.
Yuck! That's the simple non-technical term for it.
Pretty disgusting.
And fleas can present all kind of problems, and what we will do is we will talk about that when we come back. Yes, the problems of fleas, and there are many. Thank you very much, Dr. Schmidt.
Thanks.
Next week, we talk about the enigma of dogs that are referred to as pit bulls.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.